G'day, Cookie.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really well. Hey, there's lots of talk around, and I think there's a bit of an injury there for Cam Munster about resting players. Did Wayne Bennett speak to you or anyone else in the squad? I know it's a really important game in terms of maintaining that top four position, but was there any talk of resting players?
Not this time of year. Obviously, Cam Munster is different. I think he's had a bit of an injury. They're trying to look after, and they've cemented their first number one on the ladder, so
yeah,
probably afford to rest him. But for us, we're all excited for this game. We love this one. It's I don't think anyone would be wanting to be rested for this one against the Roosters.
If you win, it will have significance going into the finals because it will give you confidence. Is the thought process if you lose, it doesn't matter?
not really, because we had a bit of a rough trot a couple of about 6 weeks ago for a month, and so the last 2 weeks have been good. Versus Brisbane up there, the Warriors away, which Warriors is a good, convincing win. We controlled the game, but I think with the Roosters, we'll get a lot of confidence out of beating them. They're the Red Hot favourites to win the comp at the moment, so we'll be going out there to get the win.
Have you ever had a cracked tibia, Cookie?
No, touch wood. I can't remember. Oh, no, I did break my leg when I was only little, but no serious injuries while I've been playing, lucky enough.
Yeah, well, I'm just asking that because Robbie Farah. I know you've credited him with helping your game when you were together at the Rabbitohs. If you were to have a guess at it, do you reckon Robbie will play this week?
I think he will. I don't know why I've got a feeling that he will. I think he might be off the bench. They've got some, they've got Reynolds and Benji Marshall have been playing some good time there at nine anyway, so they've got some cover if they have to. And I know it's a big game, but yeah, like you've mentioned before, Robbie is a big part of all the success they had at the start of the year. So if he's an 80%, I think he'll be fine to play on the weekend.
Is there a feeling in the camp that maybe we were talking about resting players? James Tedesco has been named. I'm wondering, does it change any sort of a mindset if he does play or not? And I guess you've still got Alex Johnston on the wing and Dewey as the fullback. I imagine Johnston's pretty keen to get back to fullback.
Well, he's pretty keen. Yeah, I think he's pretty keen to get back there. He sees himself as a fullback. He does a really good job for us back there. But he did a great job for us on the wing too. And Adam Dewey doing an outstanding job at fullback, filling in there. So I think at the moment it's just, we won last week, so we haven't changed much.
Right.
Playing on the wing will be good for AJ as well, just getting his confidence back, his timing and all that sort of stuff. He's been out for a little bit. But if Tedesco doesn't play, obviously, when he does play, he's the best player in the world. You have to watch him. So, I'm sure he will. I'm sure they'd want to have their whole strength team back for a game before the finals. I think they'll have Cronk and Boyd back, and you just want to have a good run before the finals and get those timings all back.
And you obviously played together with James Tedesco. We're both lethal for New South Wales in the last couple of Origin series. Do you look at what he did in those games? Do you learn about how he injects himself into games? Can you help tip off your teammates about the impact and how to try to minimise that for James Tedesco?
It's a hard one. I think the thing I was the most amazed about is, in those Origin games, whenever something good happened, he seemed to be around it. And he's always on the ball, or he's always in the picture if, the other team score as well. So he knows how to put himself in the right position. He's an incredible player, and his fitness and just his strength and speed to break tackles is probably, what causes teams so much drama. So, we've got to make sure when you kick it down to Teddy, you've got to have a good straight line, and there's no point trying to rush out and solve it on your own because he'll just probably beat that one, and you leave half a gap in a line, he'll take off down the other end.
Yeah. With your arch rivals tomorrow night, is there more tension in this week of training? Have you felt that in the camp at all? Is it just business as normal?
No, I think with these Roosters games, what I've learned since I've been at the Bunnies is I didn't understand the rivalry until I got here. And then after a couple of times playing against them, our round one clash, it was a pretty big contest, pretty physical and a good game of footy too. So, I think we all got up for it. They're obviously neighbours here and, I think it's just an exciting game and, it's good for the fans as well, having this rivalry that we have and hopefully we'll get a good turnout to the game as well.
Am I right in saying that you said you were going to, quote-unquote, bash Angus Crichton? Is that right?
I don't think I physically can. So I can't say that. Well, I'm really happy with how Gus is going over there. I think he had a bit of a rough trot when he first got there. He had to learn his trade over there, I think, for the Roosters. And, he played off the bench, played in the middle, played in the back row. But I think the Roosters are starting to realise now how good of a player they've got. He's playing some really good footy for him.
He's jumped out of his skin the last couple of weeks in particular, Cookie.
Yeah, he has. And it's, I think getting back to what he does best, and that's his running game. And, obviously, he's very fast and powerful, man. So he's hard to stop. And, he's got skill as well. So I think that's all he had to do. Once he got over there, he's just building up all those combinations against with new players. Once they've all got those confidence in each other, that's why we're seeing some great form from him.
Yeah. Let's get to the priorities right. How's the baby moon?
It was good. Yeah, it was good to get away to the Blue Mountains. We got some good weather before it was raining when we were leaving. So I got up there, switched the phone off for a couple of days and just try to relax as much as possible. So been quite a busy part of the season as of late. So it's good to get away and just freshen up again. And that's probably the last chance we got before little daughter's due in about 7 weeks, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's easy. It's easy looking after the kids. Geez, you'd be looking forward to going to training, I know that.
Well, I don't know if I've timed it well because I'll be in my 8 to 10 week off.
Yeah.
Yes. Great timing.
Wayne wants me down at Redfern.
He wants a meeting or something.
So. You'll find some meetings, don't worry.
Adam Reynolds is the best of that. He's bloody good at that.
How many children does he have?
He's got four now.
Four.
Three girls and a boy, but he seems to have he sticks around for extras a lot of the time. he says that's what he's doing anyway. So a lot of golf as well. So and I think he tells his missus there's a lot of promos that he's got to do, but I think they're just playing golf with Dan Gago or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've given him up there. He won't be happy.
And Cookie, I know it's not your clubs, but how do you see the game at Leichhardt, which is going to be an absolute cracker, right? Whoever wins, winner takes all, so to speak, isn't it? Whoever wins should be in that top eight. How do you see the Cronulla Sharks lining up against the West Tigers?
Yeah, I think it's incredible how it's worked out that this last game of the round is going to play off for the eighth spot. So how that's worked out is great. And, they've already sold out Leichhardt Oval as well, but on the Sharks, I think they've got too much star power in their side. I think they'll get the win. I think they'll be in the finals. It'll be odd to see them not in the finals with the side that they've got, and they're going to be a danger side as well if they are in there. So, in saying that, that means doesn't bother me who does win. But, I'm going to tip the Sharks to win there.
Okay. Liqueur special this week?
Oh, this week we've got, I've got Sean who's doing the Neverest Challenge, which is actually going to be to raise awareness for cystic fibrosis. So this week we're doing a bit of any from the recovery boots and the cryotherapy, donating $10 to cystic fibrosis. And his challenge he's doing starts tomorrow night. He's doing 42 kilometres and 10,000 push-ups and 1,500 pull-ups. So in honour of his brother who passed with cystic fibrosis and to raise funds and awareness for it. So that's what we'll be doing.
So Liqueur. We go to the website, Liqueur.
Yeah, Liqueur, there's a couple of posts that will have a link where you can go donate as well. But if not, just pop in and do your normal recovery on the boots or full body cry on the donation we made for you.
Beautiful.
Great stuff.
Thank you very much, Damien. Good luck on the week. Or tomorrow night, actually.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
There he goes, Damien Cook, hooker for Souths. He's played well all year, actually. Had a terrific Origin series. But certainly in the last couple of weeks, his running game has been superb, as it always is. He's been fantastic, Damien Cook. Big game tomorrow night. As he said, they will gain a lot of confidence if they can knock over the Roosters. Damien Cook.